Well, we go now to change here at the National Broadcaster. As you've heard in the newspapers this morning and in the news bulletin, News Talk's Kieran Cudahy is set to join RTE. It follows the departure of Ray Darcy from Radio 1 yesterday. It follows Claire Byrne's announced move to News Talk at the end of August. And joining us now with the latest on this is our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourkewell. Evelyn, let's start with Kieran Cudahy. His move to RTE was announced in an email to News Talk staff. How did it all come about?
Yes, we got wind of this email late last night that an email had been sent to staff at News Talk, sent by senior management there, and it said apologies for it being late, etc., but that there were recent developments and that they wanted the staff there to hear it before they heard it elsewhere. Basically, the thrust of it was that Kieran Cudahy had informed them of his intention to leave News Talk to join RTÉ Radio. They thanked him for his service and they said he wouldn't return to the schedule that today, as in yesterday, would have been his last programme.
So that was an email circulated to staff in News Talk. Has RTÉ said anything at this stage?
No, it's interesting. All we have really at this point is that email. RTÉ has not formally responded yet. And also Kieran Cudahy has been contacted by various organisations as well to comment, and he hasn't either. So at this point in time, we're working off that email that he is due to move to RTÉ Radio. It doesn't say RTÉ Radio 1 specifically in the email, but of course we're presuming that that's where he's headed if he's coming.
And do we know whether it relates to that expression of interest for presenters that RTÉ put out at the start of the summer?
No, we know nothing about that. However, I always have to say this, that whole exercise, it was made very clear in the messaging around that yes, there was an expression of interest process, but indeed it would just become part of the decision-making, part of the choices around what RTÉ was going to make as well. So again, we're waiting for a lot of details on this today, Cian. I'm sure it'll unfold over the next few hours.
Well, so tell us about Kieran Cudahy. What's he best known for?
Well, indeed, going back, he's a qualified solicitor. He began in News Talk in 2011, so he's been at that station for some time. He worked his way up through the ranks and then began presenting Hard Shoulder, that Drive Time programme in 2020, succeeding Ivan Yates. He's been 5 years at the helm of that now, and that show runs from 4 to 7. But he also took over presenting the Virgin Media Tonight Show in February, just earlier in the year. So I suppose people might most recently have seen him maybe when he moderated that first presidential debate on Virgin Media just recently there on Monday, the 29th of September. So that is kind of his CV as such. So he's been there literally since 2011, then obviously moving, it seems, to RTÉ Radio now.
And the newspapers are saying this morning he's razor sharp, affable, connects with people. Is he now the favourite for Liveline?
Well, I think it's fair to say the speculation has been rife for some weeks, really, about a move for Kieran Cudahy to RTÉ Radio. And indeed, then the link was to Liveline as well. You know, there was a lot of talk about that maybe some of those qualities that he's known for could work really well in that kind of slot. Maybe that's something that senior management, including Director of Audio, Patricia Monaghan, might have been looking for. But, Cian, more than yourself, I'm sure, we've had so many conversations with people about the schedule at this point. I have no clarity beyond saying just in that lovely, generous term, speculation is rife, but at this point obviously we don't know.
Well, there are lots of gaps in the schedule that you mentioned now, and the news about Kieran Cudahy came on the back of a dramatic day yesterday here at RTE when it emerged that Ray Darcy is leaving.
That's right. Yes, that's correct. Yesterday afternoon, we got an email confirming that Ray Darcy was leaving RTE. He has been presenting that afternoon show there after Liveline, actually between Liveline and Drive Time, for some years now. And it was said that, that he was leaving. And then we know that Ray Darcy later on then issued his own statement saying that he was disappointed at how it had all been handled, thanking his listeners, thanking his team. But clearly there are big changes afoot. We had that email yesterday afternoon and then the news last night by Kieran Cudahy.
Well, big changes afoot. Art and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll have more on this story later in the programme. It's now 7:24.